My dad and my grandfather have been having season tickets since pretty much the franchise started. They brought us to all of the home games, and it was just fun to grow up being a Saints fan.
My first Saints game was against the Dallas Cowboys, and we were in the nosebleed section. But when you're 7 or 8 years old, you don't necessarily think, I'm in the nosebleed. You're thinking, oh my goodness, I'm in the Superdome.
I'm an Air Force brat, so I moved to Mississippi when I was 8. And it was just kind of the team the locals kind of cheered on, and they were always the underdog, and I'm a big fan of underdogs, so I just kind of stuck with it.
I've been a fan since 1967, even during a time when people were going around wearing paper bags, calling themselves the Ain't.
Archie Manning was quarterback, and I can just remember him scrambling for his life. You know, that was one of the first true memories I have of being a Saints fan.
You know, if you love something, you stay with it. You just don't give up on it.
Well, we sit next to our cousins who were really trying to get any Saints player really to jump into the stands and do the floor, the leap. And as soon as Ted Ginn Jr. made that touchdown and he came towards us, our hearts just stopped for a hot second.
It really was slow motion. You know, he's up in the stands, people are going nuts. Ted looks over, sees my son, and then just casually hands him the football.
When I realized that Alvin Kamara was coming in the stand, I was like, woo, come on, get in. I held him and I just started patting him, and I just couldn't believe that he was in the stands with me. What did I do to deserve this? Thank you, thank you, thank you is what I said.
I usually go to one game a year, and that was the one game I went to. Everybody's all hyped up from him scoring the touchdown, then he's scanning the crowd and then sees me, head nods and like runs over, and I scooped him like right up. It was pretty great. I can't really imagine anything being better than that happening at a game.
You know, I'm dealing with cancer, and you know, my wife had, you know, told people that, you know, that I needed to pick me up. I was struggling a little bit. Mark scored in our corner of the end zone, and we were yelling his name, and all of a sudden, you know, he looked up and pointed at us, and I'm like, oh my God, he's coming. And sure enough, he ran there. I mean, it was just so surreal. It meant the world to me to be able to be there and have that experience. That's something that I'll never forget about for the rest of my life, for sure.